The book of Daniel, I'll read verses 12 through 14 again. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men unto the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do you not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Supporting scripture this morning coming from Ephesians 6, verse 10 and 11. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The basis of those verses, we'd like to propose a question to you this morning. What kind of man will stand up for God? What kind of man will stand up for God? Hallelujah. You just let those words just sort of minister to your heart for just a moment. You call out on God, Lord, you've been so good to me. And you might not be where you want to be, but God's still been good to you. There might be sickness in your body, but God still has been good to you. You might not even know what you're going to do next, but somewhere in the depths of your heart, you ought to know that God has been good to you. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, you have been so good to us. And because the Lord God has been so good, we realize that we owe God so much. And we are thankful to God this morning for being that kind of God that we can call on at any time of the day or the hour, and God will always be right there. We give honor to that God this morning, giving honor to the bishop in his presence this morning. We thank God for your presence, and to Minister Johnson and Reverend Brown and Minister Richards. We are just glad to have you in the midst this morning. And we thank God because it's not any of our goodness or any of our merits that we are here. We thank God that you did have a mindset this morning, because you have to want to go. You have to have a mind to get up and go to the house of God. And you got to watch that old devil, because that devil will make you remember your aches and pains on Sunday morning. It was all right to go to the grocery store with a little hurt in your body yesterday, but somehow on Sunday morning, everything seemed to be a little worse. I don't understand how God can bless us, and whether it's raining or snowing or sleeting or whatever, we oppress our way to do the things that we want to do. But when it comes to coming to the house of God, we immediately look for an excuse not to have to come. All we have to do is just let two drops of snow fall and the phone ring. Are we going to cancel church? Well, if you can get to the church, let's have church while we can. We are thankful this morning because God has blessed us, and God has blessed us with another opportunity this morning to give him praise. Do remember that we had some other things going on, so don't get it twisted. We're not leaving at 12:30 today. Today is a day that we thank God for, and we thank God for the celebration of our men, and it's not all about the men, whether this morning or this afternoon. The word of God is for everybody. And so we are thankful to God, and we propose the question to you this morning, what kind of man will stand up for God? The God that has shown his grace and mercy and allowed us another opportunity to come together and to worship him in spirit and in truth. as we come to share the joy of Jesus on another men's day here at the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church, where we've always been blessed with some men that don't mind being a servant and a disciple of God. You see, we got to understand that God made all of us, but all of us have to make the decision whether we're going to follow Christ or not. Just because he made you from the dust to the ground does not mean that you're going to follow him. So we got to understand, and we thank God for all the many great men that passed through this ministry and added to the spiritual and did those things to make the foundation that we are trying to add to even on today. I thank God for the man that it blessed us, that man that was in my life, that man that was a preacher, a teacher, and that man that we had in the form of Dr. F. the Best. Smart man, a strong man that was stern at times, but a man that was full of compassion, full of love, full of the gospel. And his main objective was to preach the gospel and to interact with the people of God. People was his life, and I'm so glad to have been one of his people, one that I know that he loved me, and because of the example that he set before us, we learned a lot of things from Dr. Betts. And there are those of you that are older than myself that got an opportunity not only to hear and to minister, be under the ministry of Dr. Betts, but you also got an opportunity with Reverend White and Reverend Fowles. So we have a legacy here that God has blessed us with great men. And because of these great men, God has allowed them to preach the gospel, and the gospel has went out, and it did just what it's supposed to do. It drew other men and other women into the sheepfold, and now we are an organized, baptized believers believing in the power of a mighty God. It is amazing how God has blessed us, and we got to get to a place where we don't only have a zeal of God, but we need to come into knowledge of who God really is. We need to know who he is in the universe, who he is to us, who he is to our individual families. The Bible declared that he allows his son to shine on the just as well as the unjust. So he blesses us all over the universe because he is our universal father. Because of him, we are bound to be brothers and sisters and heirs of the kingdom of God. We are here this morning passing through a land that is not our eternal home. We're not here to stay. We're just here for a little while, and we are looking for that great day when God comes to receive us. And I thank God for allowing us to know that when everything began to get a little rough, whenever it seemed like you don't know how you're going to make it, Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. Just believe in him and know that he's already gone and prepared another place for you, because this world here is not your home. Even though you may love being a part of this life, there is another life. And in the other life, there's no sickness, there's no pain, there's no heartache, there's no disappointments. In the other life, there's nothing but joy, unspeakable joy. So anybody in here glad to know what it is to be happy? You ought to be happy in Jesus this morning. You ought to be happy in knowing that the Lord God is right there by your side. God promised us that he would be our God. He said that I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. And I'm sure many of you take the time out to tell God thank you, and you appreciate the things that the Lord God has done. But there are times when we realize that we take God's blessings for granted. You're so used to getting up in the morning, you just get up and get your shower and put your clothes on and go on about your daily activities. But how about those times when you wake up and things don't move like they're supposed to move? It gets your attention, and then on those particular days, before you're able to get up, you got to call on somebody. Oh, yeah. Anybody in here know what I'm talking about? On those days where you used to spring up like a springboard and get out of the bed, but now you got to roll over, you got to crawl out of the bed, or you got to slide to the edge and make sure that you got one foot planted on the ground before you get up out that bed. Am I talking to anybody in here? Anybody in here got to the place where you can't have your bed jacked up so high because you can't even get on the stool no more? There are so many things that look so wonderful when you're young and strong, and you don't think about the fact that when you get old, you're not going to be able to climb all of those steps.
But God blesses you. And in the midst of your blessing, you ought to be thankful. But now when you think about all that the Lord God has done, David proposes a question to us this morning. In the 116th Psalm, the 12th verse, the Bible says, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits towards me?" A good answer I found was by Paul that was found in Romans 12 and 1. Paul said, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Did I say that too fast? Well, I'll just say it again anyhow. Somebody might have missed it because that is a vital point for who you are and what you need to be doing. The Bible said through the words of Paul, "I beseech you therefore, brethren." So in other words, he's trying to get our attention by the mercies that God has presented upon us, that you in return present your body a living sacrifice. So while there's still blood running warm in the vein, while you're still able to do something, and then it says a living sacrifice. So that don't mean that when you want to do it or when you feel like doing it, but a sacrifice means that when you go beyond your comfort zone or when you get out of that comfort zone and said, "I don't know how I'm going to do it, but sacrifice, I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to offer my body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God." And then the Bible declares, "Which is your reasonable service." So in other words, at least you can do that. God blessed you, woke you up, started you on another day's journey, made you the man that you think you are, and you cannot give back to God. We ought to yield our bodies as instruments for God's service, both mind, body, and soul. Offering and being appreciated by God should be our goal. We need to understand it is our right and our obligation to serve and be committed enough to God that we'll be willing to stand. The key is that we got to be able to stand even in the face of opposition and danger. We still got to be able to stand. So now we realize, and I didn't want to hold you long. I didn't know we were going to be here, but we got to do this. But now, when we think about men, we had an opportunity and we run up on some information that I found to be vital to who men are and what men ought to be about. The Bible says in Genesis 1 and 26, and God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God made us in his own image. And we look there and it says in our image. So we're looking at Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So right there in the beginning of creation, God said, "Let me make a man that looks like me." Okay, then he says, "And the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." So you're not a man because you just decided to be a man. You're a man because God made you a man. You came out of the womb as a man. God blessed you as a baby to grow up one day and be a man. And you got to understand that the breath that you breathe comes from God. It does not come from yourself. So there should be a sense of gratitude and obligation to the one that gave us life. We must move and breathe because of God. God realizes that we would not be able to even move if it had not been for him. Acts 17 and 28 says, "For it's in him that we live and move and have our being." As certain also of your own points have said, "For we are all his offspring." So we got to understand that I couldn't move if it wasn't for God. Those of you that have been jumping around in here, you can't jump if it wasn't for God. And then you wouldn't have anything to jump about if it had not been for God. Anybody ever thought about how good God has been? Do you know why you praise him? There's something to praise him because he woke him up this morning. There's somebody that's praising because he delivered them out of a terrible situation. There's somebody praising him because he blessed their children and they are so glad about it. There's somebody praising him because God reached down and put his healing hand on that feeble body of yours and made everything all right. So you can't but have a praise for him. There's somebody praying to him, because last night I was going through some things, but I went down to God in prayer and I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, if I can just make it through the night. And David said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy. Woo! Joy will come in the morning. What kind of man will stand up for God? All men are God's offspring. We are all his creatures. We are all dependent on him. We couldn't make it in life if it had not been for God. Everything God made was good. God is still doing marvelous things right before our very eyes. And we come to tell you this morning, men, it's time to get back in your rightful place. You got to be the head of the house. You got to know faith, and you got to know the power of a loving God. You got to know that it's more than just saying, I go to church, or I got faith in God. Faith without works is dead. So you got to learn how to stand up and say, Lord, here I am, whatever you want me to do. Lord, I'll do it for you this morning. We got to understand the Bible tells us that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. So God is still looking for somebody to say, Lord, here am I. Whatever you want me to do, God, I'll do it. Anybody want to get into work in the vineyard? Anybody willing to do your duty this morning? Anybody know that it's not all about you? It's not about you because you think you're all of that. You can put on a black suit, a black tie if you want to. That don't make you no better than nobody else. That man that don't have a black suit might be just as much man as you are. We got to stop looking down on one another. We got to stop worrying about what we got on the outside. We got to start cleaning up the inside. Anybody in here want to get cleaned up? Anybody in here want to let the world know that I'm on the Lord's side and I don't care who know it? Anybody want to say that, Lord, I am your child. I'm going to do what you told me to do. Anybody know that the Bible declared that even though you may do a whole lot in life, that there's nothing new under the sun. Everything you done, somebody else done already did it. You think you got a new click because you do it a little bit faster? Somebody else was doing it before you even started. But I heard the Bible say, in the name of Jesus, fear God and keep his commandment. For if you hear the whole conclusion of the matter, King Solomon said, out of all the things I've seen in life, everything was just but vanity. And I found out that everything is going to pass away, but that thing that we do for the Lord, it shall stand. I just thought about to tell somebody that you better fear God and keep his commandment, for this is the whole duty of man. You see, if you're going to be a child of the Almighty King, you got to realize that you got to love God first. You got to love God even more than you love your family. It costs to be a disciple, and you got to be willing to give up something. That's why I say, what kind of man will stand up for God? It got to be a man that don't mind making a sacrifice. It got to be a man that don't mind being a little bit humble. Got to be a man that got some patience in his life. Got to be a man of integrity. A man that got accountability. A man that is dependable. A man that will do what the Lord God said do. It ought to be a man that'll say what he mean what he say. Are there any wishy-washy men in here that say one thing and do something else? Is there anybody in the house this morning that said that I'm a man and you don't tell me what to do? Well, I just stopped by to let you know that I might not be able to tell you what to do, but I know somebody that is able to tell you what to do. I know somebody that in the Bible said that if you love the Lord your God, that you got to pick up your cross and follow him. You got to deny yourself and take your cross. For what will a man give in exchange for his soul? There's somebody here going to lose your soul because you got so much pride. Anybody know that you got to let go of that pride and you got to know exactly who God is? I want to thank my God this morning, for I found out that no weapon formed against me will be able to prosper, because I stand on the promise of a mighty God. Oh, my help is here right now, and I just want to do what the Lord sent me down here to do. I want to talk to some men this morning that love God with all of your heart. I want to talk to some men this morning that have been going through something in your life. And if there's something going up against you, every man, every woman in the house, if you want to be able to stand this morning, you better put on the whole armor of God. For if you put on the whole armor of God, it will give you the power to withstand. I got on my armor. I'm able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For your wrath are not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers in the dark world. I want to let you know, if you put on the whole armor of God, you'll be able to stand in the evil of the devil. You will stand therefore, having your line girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, of all taking on the shield of faith. You can't get me, because I got my shield in the front of me. I want to let you know that it'll quench every fiery dart. I got on my helmet. You might not see my hat on, but I got an invisible helmet that covers my head, and you can't do nothing to hurt me. See, I want to let you know, you got to be a kind of a man that is not afraid of everything. You can't be afraid of what man say. Man might say that I'll do this or I'll do that, but God wants some real men that'll stand no matter what. And I'm just going to hurry right along and let you know this morning that there were three men by the name of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that came up against the king Nebuchadnezzar. Now king loved them on one hand, for he put them over the province of Babylon. But look at what somebody else said. There's always some naysayers, always some haters, always some watchers. Somebody was watching, and watching those three men said, I'm going to let you know. Oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, then you make a decree that at the sound of the music, every knee shall bow and bow down and worship the golden image. But, oh, King, I come to give you a report. Anybody know any snitches? Anybody know any folk that can't keep nothing? Anybody know somebody that want to tell all of your business? Well, you ought to mind your own business. But if somebody tell it on you, you can run and tell my daddy this, that I stood for what was right. I was not going to bow down, for the Bible said I should have no other God before me. For I want to let you know, oh King, you can do what you want to do. King got very mad. He said, bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego right here. And he got them right there in the front of his face. Said, I want to know right now, is it true, oh Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, did you not bow down at the sound of the music? I'm going to give you one more chance. I'm going to have them to play the music. And if you don't bow down, I'm going to have you thrown into the furnace where they played the music, but the men of God still stood. I want to know this morning, are there any men in the Foul Chapel Baptist Church that'll still stand for God, no matter what you got to go up against, no matter what they say they're going to do to you, but you got faith in the power of your God? You know that if I got God on my side, everything is going to be all right. I'm not worried of what you're going to do to me. Do what you got to do, but I'm not going to bow down. I'm going to look to the hills. I'm going to keep trusting my God. I'm going to hear what thus said the Lord our God. Well, we know the story. They didn't bow down. They got put in the furnace. But early in the morning, King went and looked in the furnace door. He said, did not I put three men down and put them in the furnace? But now I see four men loose, walking around in the fire. There's not a stench on their head. Their hair hadn't been burned. They don't even smell like smoke. He said, opened up the door. He said, oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, men of the high God, come forth. I want to serve that God that you serve. Because you said that the God that you serve, he will deliver you. So the question is, what kind of man? What kind of man will stand up for God? Wishy-washy, lazy-back men ain't good for nothing when it comes to God. God wants some men that's going to stand, going to make some sacrifices, and going to be the men that he created them to be. Time out for trying to think that you all that just because you wear the pants. Because we're living in a new day. And I guarantee you some women in here got some pants on this morning. What kind of man would stand up for God when the naysayers say you don't have nothing. When the naysayers say that you still caught between God and the street. When you let they say what they want to say. But you keep pressing your way to God. And even if you're in the midst of here and there, you just keep on trying to get there. And I guarantee you God will give you some traction. And where you've been running like that, all of a sudden, woo! You're going to move out of that one spot. And you're going to do what the Lord God told you to do. Woo! Who wouldn't serve a God that can take you through the fire and still you come out all right? Who wouldn't stand up for a God that blesses you when you didn't have sense enough to bless yourself? Who wouldn't serve a God that forgave us of all of our wrongdoings and he yet still sits on the throne? What kind of man? God is looking for some good men. And he's not just looking for a few. He's looking for all of us to come to the realization that he is God. He made us. He gave us power. He gave us dominion. That we're supposed to have some type of authority. But if you're doing it all by yourself, you're not going to make it. But if you do it through and by the Spirit of a loving God, when the world say no, God will say yes. When they say you can't, God reminds you that I can do all things through Christ who gives me my strength. What kind of man, hallelujah, Jesus, will stand up for God? That's what he's looking for this morning. Men that withstand, even if you are backed up against the wall, your faith in God will still allow you to stand. I'm going to be brave. I'm going to be courageous. And I'm going to let God be my God. And if my God be my God, he watches over us. For the eyes of the Lord are upon us.